This I Believe. Wilfred F. Long is a St. Louis businessman. He went to work in the S.N. Long warehouses after college, at first doing general clerical work and learning the business. The company was founded by his grandfather and is one of the oldest merchandise warehouses in St. Louis. For the past 20 years, Mr. Long has been its president. He has been active in various business and civic organizations, and for many years has been an executive of the American Warehousemen's Association. Here now is Wilfred Long.
In these days of doubt and anxiety, I have heard people say, "I just don't know what I believe anymore. I'm confused and troubled and don't know what to believe." I think that doesn't have to be true. I think so because I believe in fundamentals. I believe in a just God, the true dignity of man, and in doing for opportunity as opposed to getting for security. I say that I believe in fundamentals, and I do, sincerely. I believe in a spiritual consciousness without which I feel I'd be lost, but with which I feel I have a chance and a good one. I believe, too, that the general pattern of things doesn't just happen by accident. There has to be a reason for it. I came to this conclusion very early in life, and I have no doubt that a childhood experience had much to do with it. We frequently had the preacher for Sunday dinner at our house. He liked fried chicken, and I did too, so that made us fast friends. One Sunday, after a particularly good dinner, the preacher leaned back in his chair, looked at me, and said, "Sit an atheist down to a fine dinner, and then ask him if he believes there is a cook." I don't know whether it was original with him or whether he read it somewhere, but I've never forgotten it. I believe in the fundamental of naturalness, of being oneself and not trying to impress the Joneses. I have great respect for the person who says what he means and acts as he thinks. I know I can depend upon that person. Admiring the trait in others and having seen tangible evidence that it works, I have tried to pattern my own actions accordingly. I believe in proper evaluation, particularly self-evaluation, in striving for the ability to judge between the true and the false. Deliver me from the man who takes himself too seriously. After all, I am only one man, and the world doesn't actually rest upon my shoulders. I believe it's better to let your hair down occasionally and get rid of some of that pent-up importance. I have found a little solid self-analysis at intervals does me a lot of good. It keeps me from lapsing into any semblance of smug satisfaction which sometimes might creep in following an occurrence which I think I may have handled pretty well. I like to recall what Diogenes said to Alexander the Great when the latter asked the Greek philosopher why he was looking so intently at a large collection of human bones. "I am searching," said Diogenes, "for the bones of your father, but I cannot distinguish them from those of his slaves." I believe in the fundamental of grassroots adherence to the original concepts that made this country great. I want to be sure that I don't trade my heritage of opportunity and earned bread for a mess of golden, protected security, only to find that the substance was fool's gold, and the protection turned out to be a chained and controlled vehicle from which it is impossible to climb. My father, who was the finest man I've ever known, used to tell me that one of life's most important achievements was to be a doer instead of a getter, and that the reward would take care of itself. This I believe.
That was Wilfred F. Long, president of the S.N. Long Warehouses Incorporated in St. Louis, Missouri.